From New York City, we bring you a new Dr. Christian story called On Wings of Song, starring Gene Hirschholt, and presented for your enjoyment by the Cheesebro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline and producers of Vaseline Petroleum Jelly, Vaseline Hair Tonic, and other famous Vaseline specialties. You know, when a baby laughs, the world laughs. When a baby cries, the world stops, looks, and listens. Every mother knows what that cry means. Baby is uncomfortable. Perhaps there is irritation on the tender skin. And that calls for Vaseline jelly to soothe and heal the troubled places. Now let's listen to a young mother tell of her experience.
I'll never forget the first day I really took care of my baby all by myself. Every time the baby cried, I cried. Till my own mother dropped in and calmed us both down. It's diaper rash, Mother said. Vaseline jelly will fix that up in a jiffy. And she was right. When I applied it, baby stopped crying and soon fell asleep. Now I always use Vaseline jelly to relieve skin irritation. And I use it on the baby's skin after his bath. I rub it gently into the folds of the skin and on the chafed parts of his body. I have all the faith in the world in Vaseline jelly.
Vaseline jelly is so effective because it does three important things. First, it forms a protective film that helps keep infection out when the skin is broken. Second, it soothes and promotes healing. Third, it softens and lubricates the skin by supplementing the natural skin oils. Make a note, Mother. Get Vaseline jelly. It costs only 10 cents. In tonight's Dr. Christian drama, On Wings of Song, Gene Hirschholt plays Dr. Christian, and Rosemary DeCamp plays Judy Price, his secretary. The part of Angela Donello, the beautiful opera star, will be sung by Rosemary Brancato, whose gorgeous coloratura voice thrilled thousands at the New York World's Fair recently, and who will be starred next week in the St. Louis Municipal Opera. Miss Brancato's songs tonight include The Last Rose of Summer, Caro Nome, Fa La Nana Bambine, Yours Is My Heart Alone. And she will be accompanied by Joseph Bonim's concert orchestra. And so to our story. As the curtain rises, Judy Price, looking particularly fetching in a white starched lace evening gown, bursts into the doctor's office.
Ooh, I feel like the United States Marines. You know how they always turn up at the last minute with help for the hero?
Oh, so you did find me a tie.
Uh-huh. I borrowed Roy's.
Oh, it's a shame he had to work tonight.
Yeah, he said he'd try to join us at the party later, though.
Well, what'll he do for a tie?
Oh, that's his problem. Come here, let me put it on and tie it for you.
Very well.
Ah, it's grand of you to be taking me to Angela Donello's party tonight, since Roy can't go.
Well, I'm really looking forward to the evening.
Why do you suppose she's giving this party tonight, anyway?
Oh, she probably wants to see her old friends.
Oh, but Angela Donello hasn't set foot in River's End for 15 years. Never guessed she was born and raised here. But then, what can you expect of a famous opera singer who has New York, Chicago, and Hollywood at her feet?
Ouch! Don't pull me so tight, Judy.
Christian, I am sorry.
That's better.
Angela Donello is the singing sensation of the age, and she has rich suitors galore. So why should she suddenly be coming home to River's End?
Oh, she's kept up with some of her old friends.
Who, for instance?
Ben McCary.
He's kept up with her.
And Pat Curran.
The boy she forgot.
And she's kept the cottage her father left her. She's having a party there tonight.
There's a gag in it somewhere. Angela Donello doesn't belong to River's End. She belongs to the world.
Perhaps Angela feels that River's End belongs to her.
What do you mean?
Oh, there's something about the hometown, Judy, that gets you. High spot memories.
But Angela's high spots have all taken place somewhere else.
Oh, no, Judy, that's where you're wrong.
Why, Angela Donello has never even given a concert in River's End.
Nevertheless, she has sung her greatest songs for us, Judy. I remember June day, 1925. Angela was 17. It was commencement day at the River's End High School, and since I was president of the school board at the time, it fell to me to make the announcements of the awards and prizes. And now it gives me special pleasure to announce the award of the Daniel McCary Music Scholarship, which provides funds for 3 years of study in the winner's chosen field under the best teachers in the world, to Miss Angela Donello, coloratura soprano. I congratulate Angela, and I congratulate Angela's parents, because it's through their constant encouragement Angela received at home that she has reached this considerable milestone on her career as a singer. Just how considerable it is, we'll let you judge for yourself. Because Angela has consented to sing for you a number beloved by all. The Last Rose of Summer.
Dr. Christian, then it was you who started Angela DiMello on her career.
I suppose so, Judy.
Did you ever hear her sing again?
Indeed, I did. I heard her debut in Rigoletto in Chicago.
Oh, that must have been thrilling. Sitting out in front, waiting for the lights to dim and the footlights to go up.
I didn't hear Angela sing from the audience, Judy.
No?
I was standing backstage in the wings. We'd all come over from Riverside for the performance. Dan McCary, Martha Browning, Pat Kerr, and about 20 of us. And the curtain had already gone up when an usher brought me word that Miss DiMello was ill and wanted to see me at once.
Ill on her opening night?
She was frightened to death, Judy. When I got backstage, I found she was so nervous and tense that she'd lost her voice completely.
What on earth did you do?
I took her onto the stage to her entrance. I kept hoping that the sound of the music would perform the miracle no doctor could. Aren't strangers sitting out here waiting to hear you sing? They're your friends. Just like your friends from Riverside. You can't let them down. Don't you know that? You just can't, Angela. Forget this is Chicago. Forget this is opera. Just pretend you're back home in Riverside. in the high school auditorium again. Step out there and sing. Sing. Because we all love you, Angela. And we believe in you. You should have heard the applause, Judy. Angela was a sensation.
I can't imagine anything more thrilling.
Well, there was another time she sang that was far more thrilling than that one. It was the time her mother suffered a very fatal heart attack while Angela was on the West Coast making her first picture. I knew she couldn't live until Angela returned, so I put a long-distance call through to the studio. Hello, Angela. This is Dr. Christian. Angela, I'm afraid I have some very sad news for you. Yes, it's your mother. Very ill. No, Angela, no. You wouldn't have time to come home. No, not even if you fly. Yes, I'm with her now. No, I'm afraid she can't speak to you. She has made one last request. She wants to hear your voice again. You must, Angela. You have no idea what it means to her. Yes, you can. Sing something she knows, Angela. Something that'll bring back happy memories to her. I'll hold the telephone receiver near her while you sing. What? Yes, Angela. That lullaby she used to sing to you. I promise you, she'll forget you are thousands of miles away. Gracious, Judy, why are you crying?
Oh, I'm not crying. I've got rose fever. I always get it this time of year.
Well, here I am reminiscing when we ought to be off to the party. We're late.
Okay, let's get going.
But Judy.
Huh?
Oh, haven't you forgotten something?
Have I? What have I forgotten?
Well, Judy, don't you think you'd better, fix up tying my tie?
Oh, I'll get it.
Never mind. I'm right here. Hello? Hello. Yes, Dr. Christian speaking. Yes, Angela. Sure, Judy's here. We're just about to start. Sure, yeah, we'll be right over. We didn't realize it was so late. What? You say you're married? When? But who is the lucky man? Pat Kern? Oh, splendid. Well, I wish you both the greatest happiness. Yes, we'll be right over in 10 minutes. Goodbye. Judy.
What?
Judy. Angela's just been married. Half an hour ago. Oh. To Pat Kern. The party is really her wedding reception.
But Dr. Christian, I don't understand. I didn't know that Pat Kern was...
Why, Judy, Pat has been Angela's slave since kindergarten days.
Well, he's a swell person and all, but with all her chances, I'm wondering why Angela chose Pat Kern.
I don't know, Judy. There's something about the hometown that gets you.
Oh,
So the curtain comes down on our Dr. Christian drama, On Wings of Song. And our star, Gene Hirschholt, will be out to say a few words to you in just a moment. You who are listening to us tonight, have you taken off your shoes and put on comfortable slippers because your feet are weary and aching? Then you'll be glad to know of a wonderful way to bring relief to sore, swollen, hot weather feet. Simply soak your feet in hot water, then rub on Vaseline jelly. At once, Vaseline jelly will begin to soothe and heal. What relief! You'll give thanks to Vaseline jelly. Vaseline jelly, you know, is invaluable in many ways. Irritated skin, minor burns, cuts, scrapes, and bruises all respond to its healing action. And here's why it's so effective. Three important reasons why. First, Vaseline jelly softens and lubricates the skin by supplementing the natural oils. Second, it forms a protective film that helps keep infection out when the skin is broken. Third, it soothes and promotes healing. That's why Vaseline jelly is so good. That's why you'll find it in 9 out of 10 American homes. If your supply is low, get Vaseline jelly tomorrow. Only 10 cents a generous jar. When you buy, be sure to look for the trademark Vaseline. It's your guarantee of absolute purity. And here comes our star, Gene Hirschholt. And Rosemary DeCamp, who plays the popular Judy Clark. And Rosemary Brancato, our guest star. Dr. Christian, tell me, what kind of story have you selected for next week?
Next week, we plan to dramatize for you a story called Suggestions for Divorce. And it concerns the matrimonial adventures of my two young friends, Joan and Steve Lyman, with Helen Clare and Jack Arthur as the featured players. I think you'll enjoy the story, so we invite you to be with us again at the same hour next week. Until next Wednesday evening, then, I'll say good night.
The current Dr. Christian picture, called The Courageous Dr. Christian, will be playing soon at your local theater. It stars Gene Hirschholt as Dr. Christian. RKO is the distributor. Be sure to see it when it comes your way. Men who are striving for social or business leadership know the importance of handsome hair. They know it's wise to use Vaseline Hair Tonic. A few drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic combed on the hair each morning makes you look neat, well-groomed. It gives you good-looking hair without dousing or slicking down. Be sure you get Vaseline Hair Tonic. Your announcer, Andre Baruch. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.